The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
By the way, concerning that previous story, churches have always given way to fads and trends. Right now, if you're a church, you got to have an E on the end of your name. If it's point, it can't be P-O-I-N-T. It's got to be P-O-I-N-T-E. Have you noticed that? That's just the way it is, you know? Why? Well, because everybody else is doing it. But this is not anything new. I grew up in the Independent Baptist Church movement. The old fighting fundamentalists. Yeah, that's my background. Independent, Bible-believing, fighting fundamentalist Baptist. That's my background, and I'm fine with that. I learned so much. Yes, there was a real tendency towards legalism. No doubt about it, and God had to deliver Joy and I both from legalism, and it was wonderful when God set us free years ago from legalism. But he has not set me free from my adherence to the authority of Scripture and Bible doctrine and being a conservative when it comes to biblical issues. I hope I never get over that. But anyway, what I started to say, in that movement, if you were going to be a church, you had to be a Baptist temple or Baptist tabernacle. I mean, everybody. There was Canton Baptist Temple. There was Akron Baptist Temple. By the way, two of the largest churches in the world at one time were Akron Baptist Temple, Canton Baptist Temple. Sadly, tragically, Akron Baptist Temple doesn't really exist anymore, and they're massive facility up in Akron is sitting empty and decaying. That's just a tragic story. I won't go any further on that. At one time, Akron Baptist Temple had the largest Sunday school in the world. And now that massive structure is sitting empty and decaying. Canton Baptist Temple, which is my wife's home church, was one of the I believe it was one of the top five in attendance in the United States at one time. Fortunately, they're still doing really well. Pastor Mike Frazier came in several years ago, and the church was struggling big time. And they really turned that thing around, and they're doing well. They just built a big new Family Life Center there in Canton. And Canton Baptist Temple is doing well, with the old name, by the way. I'm sure a lot of people wanted them to change their name, but it's still Canton Baptist Temple. But anyway, Cincinnati had Landmark Baptist Temple. Indianapolis had Indianapolis Baptist Temple. And it was a fad. You know, I mean, that's if you were going to have a successful church in the Independent Baptist movement, you had either tabernacle or temple somewhere in your name. Greenville, South Carolina had Tabernacle Baptist. Orlando had Orlando Baptist Temple, and Jacksonville had Jacksonville Baptist Temple. And well, anyway, my point is, there have always been fads, and it's unwise to do things simply because it's a fad, it's trendy, everybody else is doing it, or for the last 20 years, it's hip and cool. I thought hip and cool was over, but people are still people are still using it. All right, back to news. Okay, let me hang on. Let me pull up a story here. That's not it. I've got a story to back up the story that someone just sent me. Where is it? I've got it. I got this big stack. Whoopi Goldberg. No, I'll get to that later. Maybe Joe Biden, South Dakota. Forgive me. Be patient with me. All right. Hang on. There it is. Okay. I got it. It was way down at the bottom. Someone just sent me this story just a few minutes ago. And the headline is, let me pull back up the headline. World's top three Christian leaders call for meaningful sacrifices to combat climate change. Really? World's top three Christian leaders call for meaningful sacrifices to combat climate change. Who are these leaders? Well, the leaders are Pope Francis, the Archbishop of Canterbury, and the spiritual leader of the Orthodox Church, who is Patriarch Bartholomew the First. So you got Patriarch Bartholomew the First, Pope Francis, and the Archbishop of Canterbury getting together, calling all of the world's population to make sacrifices to save planet Earth. Now, I think we need to be wise stewards of planet Earth because God gave it to us to be stewards. But that's not our... Listen, folks. Our primary purpose is not to save the Earth. Our primary purpose is to lead people to Jesus so he can save their soul. That is what the church has never been about, saving the Earth. And yet we're seeing more and more and more and more of this. They released a statement. We call on everyone, whatever their beliefs or worldview, to endeavor to listen to the cry of the Earth. I wonder what the biblical foundation for that is, the cry of the Earth. Unless you are giving personality to the Earth, like Mother Earth. Anyway, we call on everyone, whatever their belief or worldview, to endeavor to listen to the cry of the Earth and of people who are poor, examining their behavior and pledging meaningful sacrifices for the sake of the Earth, which God has given us. Quote, the three religious leaders represent Christian denominations that count more than 1.6 billion members worldwide. In 2015, Pope Francis published the encyclical on climate change and inequality on care for our common home, which laid out the scientific case that man-made greenhouse gas emissions were pushing global temperatures to unsafe levels and that the poor were beginning to suffer the worst of the consequences. Now, my first response to that is, again, the primary purpose of the church is not saving the Earth. It's people, their salvation, their soul, their eternal destiny. Number two, if you look at the history, particularly the Catholic Church as it relates to science, and I don't mean to be overly critical, but take a look historically at how many times the Catholic Church was wrong on the science. Can anybody say Galileo? Yeah. the throughout history, often the Catholic Church has been on the opposite side of real science. And you would think that they would learn a lesson, stick to what God's called them to do, which is the spiritual. But anyway, the world's top Christian leaders say we got to save the earth. Which leads me, after the break, to some interesting figures that I uncovered today. That's what I had to look for in my stack of stuff. We are hearing over and over and over again from the mainstream media and even President Biden. Hurricanes, severe weather are getting worse and worse and worse. If we don't do something, we're all going to die from hurricanes. Well, I did a little bit of research today. Didn't take long, and maybe you'll be interested to hear the results.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Do you remember Hurricane Katrina? Remember that? And it was bad. I mean, remember what happened in New Orleans? The hundreds of people that died, the thousands of people that were had to be relocated. They lost their homes, businesses. I mean, it was a terrible thing. But if you will remember when Katrina hit, all of the experts, and I mean all of the experts, said this is the beginning. This is the beginning because of global warming. You know, it's we're going to have an enormous number of new storms and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, Hurricane Katrina hit in, wasn't that 2000? Wow, was that 2005? Yeah, it was August of 2005. Okay. So all of the experts said, you just wait. You haven't seen anything, Nate. Yet. Well, I looked up. It took me just a couple of minutes. And by the way, with Ida, the experts were saying, see, it's getting worse. We told you it's going to get worse. Global warming. We're going to have more hurricanes, more storms, more. I found an interesting site that gives the number of named storms, number of hurricanes, and the number of major hurricanes. And there is a difference between hurricanes and major hurricanes. Every year from 1851. Okay? 1851. I have it here right in front of me. And here's the obvious truth. It's cyclical. I mean, going all the way back to 1851. In 1851, there were six named storms, three hurricanes, and one major hurricane. Fast forward a couple of years, there were five hurricanes and three major hurricanes. And then, you just go through the years. 1886, there were 10 hurricanes and four major hurricanes. The next year, 1887, there were 19 named storms, 11 hurricanes. 1893, 12 named storms, 10 hurricanes, 5 major hurricanes. 2 years later, 0 major hurricanes. Next year, 2 major hurricanes. Next year, 0. Next year, 1. Next year, 2, then 2, then 0, 0, 1. Then you go to 1909. There were 6 hurricanes, 4 of them major. In 1916, there were 10 hurricanes and 5 major. Then you go to 1926. Now, this is long before anybody was talking about global warming. 1926, there were 8 hurricanes and 6 major hurricanes. In 1933, 11 hurricanes and 6 major. And then the next year, there was 1 major. Next year, 3. The next year, 1. 1, 2, 1, 0, 3. And then you jump ahead, 1950. In 1950, there were 11 hurricanes, 8 of them major hurricanes. 1961, 8 hurricanes, 7 of them major. But 1962, 1 major hurricane. 1963, 7 hurricanes, only 2 of them major. 1964, 6 major hurricanes. And I'm not going to bore you with all the rest of them. But every 10 or 15 years, you have a year with several hurricanes and several major hurricanes. Like 1995, we went, 20 years before 1995, there were no years where we had 5 major hurricanes. In 20 years, none. Then in 1995, we had 11 hurricanes and 5 major. And then 2005, that was Katrina. 15 hurricanes in 2005 and 7 major hurricanes. And that's when all the experts were saying, this is only the beginning, you just wait. 2006, 2 major hurricanes. 2007, 2 major hurricanes. 2009, 2 major hurricanes. Then in 2010, 5 major. 2011, 4. 2012, 2. In 2013, 0. In 2014, 2. 2015, 2. 2016, 4. So in 2005, when Katrina hit, there were 7 major hurricanes that year. Every year after that, until 2006, there were less than 5. When everybody told us the frequency was going to become greater and greater, here's the bottom line. The frequency of major hurricanes are not increasing. Now, those are the facts. And yet, every time we have a hurricane, what do the meteorologists, what do the politicians say? Oh, it's getting worse. Global warming, it's getting worse. Well, no, it's not. Not if you look at the facts. Major hurricanes are not increasing. They're cyclical. 10, 15-year cycles. But what do the liberals care about? Truth.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.